True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the Rally in Royers Ford. At McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Joe Giglio with us until 3. Elliot Shore Parks pops up, is now on the dais. When there's a mic, there is Elliot.
Well, you were talking Jalen, so I had to come up.
Yeah, there's a new defense defender for Jalen.
He's an easy guy to defend. He's Super Bowl MVP.
All right, Can you shut up for a second?
Just for 1 second. Oh, sorry. God. Super Bowl doesn't matter.
Shut up.
Turn his mic down, Frank. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marsh-jewelers.com.
It's a really poorly worded Twitter question. I'm letting you know early.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Do the Eagles need the offense to change this season, or if they come out running the ball as much, do you think they will be just as successful?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Would you delete that?
Yeah. Because the answers are easy. They need to change. They don't need to change.
Yeah.
68% say they don't need to change. There you go. 32% say they do need to change, though I don't think people totally understand the question that they were being asked.
Oops.
You're a wordsmith. This guy wrote a book.
I know. I gave it to Ray earlier. Yeah.
Did you charge him?
Wait a minute. You gave him the book?
Uh-oh.
So he did help contribute to the 1964 chapter. Yep.
Oh, man.
No free books.
Unbelievable.
Listen, looking back, I'll send you guys each $33.
I don't want the $33. Sorry, we're past that already.
Yeah, the fact that you did it is all that I need to know. It's not about the 30 bucks.
So you made Ray work for his book? Like, he had to write a chapter?
He didn't write the chapter. I know that's happened in years past.
With some other books.
But
I wrote one of those chapters for one of those books.
Wait a minute. So did I.
Yeah. We interviewed him about 1964.
Okay.
It was not he wrote it. It was our words.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, let's get some rules out there. You know, we got Joe Giglio on the desk.
What?
Joe Giglio, be respectful. I know y'all on that midday show, y'all be talking crazy. On this show, when it comes to the quarterback, we got two guys to do that, and they get checked. I'm glad E came up here because y'all was trying to bully. Dak don't talk.
Timeout.
You're welcome, Corey.
Timeout. Are you on speakerphone?
I'm not on speakerphone. That's y'all. Where y'all at?
No, you sound better.
I'm not on speakerphone. I'm on the same phone I'm always on when I'm giving you these hard-hitting stats. You know what I'm saying? Don't do me like that, Spike Eskin. All right? Listen, we need to do whatever it takes to win. You know what I'm saying? And if that's run the football.
Of course. No, that's a dumb answer. Of course they need to do whatever it takes to win. We are asking you. No, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Of course they need to do whatever it takes to win. You lunatic. The question is not should they do whatever it takes to win.
Should they win the game?
We would all agree that that is it. The question is what is that? So if we can get past the whole chest beady, I'm an Eagles fan, congratulations, you're from Ohio, you're an Eagles fan.
Oh, wow.
But could you answer the question instead of being the biggest Eagles fan?
I don't got to do it. See, that's what he do. He want to get low, you know, run a Philadelphia podcast and root for the Knicks. But, you know, anyways, all I'm
saying doesn't root for the Knicks anymore.
I remember the Knicks when I was like 15.
If they got to put the ball in the quarterback's hands, do that. I'm not worried about that. We got two of the best receivers in the league. And if we got to win that way, we can't. I'm not nervous. I'm not coming in game acting scared like Joe Giglio. I'm not doing that. But they listen. Hey, the Cowboys, listen. On Thursday night, tomorrow, the Cowboys, they going to want to prove that, oh, we got all these resources to stop the run. So they going to sell out to stop it. And I got two dogs on the outside and a top 10 tight end that can do it with Michael Jordan, that quarterback, that can win us this football game. And if they want to, you know, play zone defense, cover two, cover whatever, I got a dog in the backfield, the best player in the NFL, that can run the football. That's what I'm saying. We got all kind of weapons, and I'm not worried how you got to win. If they got to throw the ball 30, all 40 right. times, they can do it. You sit up here telling me, oh, every time they tried to do
more
that.
More TJ, less try- MJ.
Can you sit over there in the corner and stop talking? You keep coming in here saying, oh,
Quintana's going to be tough tonight.
The truth is, Corey, they had all those weapons last year. And they decided that that wasn't the best thing to do because they spent the first four games trying to throw the ball, and he turned the ball all over a bunch. And, like, I finally – Elliot and I have arrived at the same place under different pretenses.
Can I ask you a question?
Like, don't turn the ball over because he will turn the ball over. So instead of having him turn the ball over, run the ball.
Can I ask you a question?
Run the ball.
So when you first started the show, right, you came in hard, hell, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, right? But then as the show went on, you loosened up more because you noticed, oh, yeah, this is actually good for the show. Okay, the first four games, they did that. And then they kept running the ball. But when they had to throw the ball, did it work or did it not work?
Not every time did it work.
So when they had to throw the ball last year, after the bye week, it did.
No. I don't understand what you're asking me.
I said after the first four games, when they changed the running the offense, running the ball, when they had to throw the ball after that, when it was games, the Pittsburgh game, whoever, did it not work?
It worked in three games.
It worked in three games.
I mean, we're just being honest about it.
How say the Bengals
did he pass
the Bengals,
did
Bengals Steelers Super Bowl?
Did hold on?
Washington?
How good
was
the Giants game?
Oh, amazing.
Hold on a second. The Giants game, I think he had nine completions.
Saquon was running for the team record.
That was Saquon's game.
Well, hold up.
The one in New York, that was Saquon's game.
He had maybe the biggest play of the game right before the
bomb to AJ.
Yeah.
So,
a game with a quarterback. He don't start messing up the argument.
But this is what they do. They just take games away as if he wasn't good the majority of last year.
You want to bring up the Panthers game. They could have lost if Leggett catches the ball.
Agreed.
Like, it was something they do. Why can't he just throw the ball all the time?
I didn't tell you he was good in the Panthers game, but he was good in that Giants game.
He wasn't. He took a bunch of sacks in the first quarter.
Did he have the biggest play of the game?
But that doesn't mean he had a good game.
It does.
Rallying Royers first.
He was 10 of 14 throwing. I looked at the box for the
That's a high completion percentage.
Elliot, it's 14 attempts.
Okay, but how many times did he need to throw it?
14!
And they won by a lot, and he had the biggest throw of the game. So what's your issue?
Against the worst team in the division.
You're bringing up he took a lot of sacks as if that's how the game's decided.
It is decided that way.
They won the game, so obviously not. But
I'm not taking issue with the way you played. I'm taking issue with we're using that game as when they had to throw the football, they won. They allowed him to throw 14 times.
No. I did not say that's the prime example.
Corey,
you said he was good in four games last year, and I'm highlighting there were other games where he was good.
I think he was excellent in four games. He was good in some others. Excellent.
Right. Excellent in the Bengals game.
Yes.
Excellent in the Bengals
game. Steelers game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then NFC Championship game.
And Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
Four. They played 19 football games.
Hold on. It was a running football team last year. We know the passing game wasn't great. They were ranked 29th, so we know that. I'm just saying – I think where Elliot is going is that you can't judge everything by attempts and yards.
I agree.
Correct.
So sometimes you're judging it by did he make big throws in the game when it was called for him to make it, or did he turn the ball over?
Right.
when he didn't need to. So only giving him four games doesn't seem legit.
But all right, so I'm with you. I don't need the attempts. I thought he was – I made the case in 22 he should have won the MVP. If he didn't get hurt, he was going to win it. He didn't have many attempts in 22, but every week we watched him, he was excellent.
He wasn't
as excellent last year.
Do we agree that he would have been the MVP in 22 had he not missed the last two games?
Yes.
He would have won the MVP.
Yeah, and I think deservingly.
So one of the stats I'm looking at is 8 yards an attempt. I think that was his best passing year in 22. 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 246 yards a game, 8 yards per attempt. That's his highest of his career. He tied that last year.
He did.
8 yards per attempt last year.
Sure.
I'm just saying, when he threw the ball, he was effective, and he had his highest completion percentage. At 68%.
And he also had that 32nd sack rate in the league.
And it was the 29th yards per game. Yeah. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from Elliott's standpoint, he's looking at a game like New York and saying they didn't have to throw the ball as much in that game. And when he needed to throw the ball, he made the big throws in that game.
It
doesn't necessarily mean that he had a great passing day that day.
Sure.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
I would agree with that.
He played in 15 games last year in the regular season, not even including the playoffs.
Right.
He had a passer rating over 90 in 9 of them.
Over 90?
No,
that's the
okay, fine, then do over 100.
No, no, no.
Then do
hold
over,
on. Well, no,
what's
Elliott.
A, what's
Elliott.
A good passer
Elliott.
Rating? Do 100.
No, no. Shut up for a second.
Go ahead.
What is the average passer rating of NFL quarterbacks last year? My guess is it's somewhere between 86 and 90.
Okay, so
90 is not a high quarterback rating.
I think it might be in the low 90s.
Okay. Fine. Then let's do 100.
You got quarterback rating and QBR. That's two different things.
Yes, we're talking about rating here.
Right. Yeah, let's do 100 then. It was over 100 in 8 of them, right? So Jacksonville, he had 115 passes.
He was good in that game.
Yeah. Dallas, they won 34-6. He had a pass rating over 100 in that game. I'm not sitting here and saying he was amazing throwing the ball last year, but I think you guys sometimes, or some people, go too far in saying he was only good in 4 games last year. Like,
no, that's not what he said.
Excellent.
He said excellent in 4 games.
Well, how many guys play excellent
every week? All right, so let me throw this at you, because we always do this with the other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Last year, passer rating of at least 100.
Okay.
That's excellent, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Burrow, 11 games.
Okay.
Lamar, 13.
Okay.
Allen, 10. Jalen, 8. He's not as excellent.
So
games of 2 or fewer.
Hold on, real quick.
You act like it's
that.
11-2.
Yeah. It's not. I don't think there's anything wrong with if those guys who were playing at an MVP level last year, which we all agree, Jalen wasn't at an MVP level, but the fact that he has 8 of those games.
It's good.
Where those guys, and by the way, Burrow with 11. That's great throwing the ball. His defense was terrible, and they didn't make the playoffs.
Let me throw one more.
Also doesn't take into account rushing, for what it's worth.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Games of 250 total yards. Is that a fair number when you include legs?
Sure. Yeah.
Jalen, 9.
Yep.
Burrow, 12.
Yeah.
Lamar, 13. Allen, 8.
Okay,
so he's third in that. Let me get this.
How many did Jalen have?
9.
And you just said Allen had 8.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't get what point.
So he had more than MVP?
I have one more.
He had more than MVP?
Can I give you one more?
Yes, give me one more. That worked because in our favor.
Yes, good to have you on our side.
Yeah, I don't like this, Joe.
I got one more. Spike's going to like this one.
Thank you.
Games of 2 or fewer sacks taken, which he should have almost none. But
he extends plays with this leg.
By the way,
throw the ball 20 times a game.
By the way,
he can't take 5 sacks.
I think Josh Allen got sacked like 9 times last year or something.
Yeah. Games of 2 or fewer sacks taken, which Jalen should have. I think he should have almost every game like this.
No.
He should have a lot of games like this.
Yeah.
He had only 7 games of 2 or fewer sacks taken.
Yeah.
Burrow had 6. Lamar had 15, and Allen had 16.
Okay.
Like,
I agree.
Correct.
He takes a lot of sacks.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right.
That's a negative on it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't turn the ball over, so that's a positive.
Yes.
A bigger positive.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It is.
Hold on.
It is.
Let me talk about dogs and cats.
Then we'll
get back to yelling at each other.
Canines and felines.
Yeah.
Felines.
Canines and felines.
Yeah,
canines.
That's what I meant. Felines. Yeah.
Dogs and cats rule. By the way, speaking of Saquon, they have officially licensed Saquon jerseys for your dog at all 7 dogs and cats rule locations.
Man.
Also, do they have QB1 jerseys
for
your dog?
Yep.
They do. Schwarber jerseys, Turner jerseys.
I thought that was a trick question.
No, it's real. Harper jerseys, they do. They're waiting on the rivalry pack Harper jerseys for your dog. They're waiting on them.
Yeah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're waiting on the attaboy, because attaboy would work just fine. Would work just fine. Dogs and Ketchup, well, first of all, you pick that stuff up at any one of the seven locations. And if you've been thinking, you're feeding your dog or your cat the same thing for years, you don't even know if it's the right thing for them. Maybe it was the right thing for them when they're four, and now your dog is eight. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule is going to make sure that you walk out of there with the very best in pet nutrition for your specific dog. They're informed, they're patient, they're pleasant. Any one of the seven locations, any staff that you're talking to are all going to be great. I keep saying seven locations. Where are they? Five in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, and New Hope, and Bluebell. Two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. By the way, Bluebell, Rod Lakin's favorite town. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, got me?
What up, A?
Yo, okay, maybe a delay.
Mm-hmm. No. Listen.
Yeah, we got you.
Wait, you can hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you. We got you, A.
Okay, yeah, because I thought Spike said something. No, listen, we need to change it. Hey, I said this before, because this is OG Wade's straw man argument. It's a lot of miles of feet. What they supposed to do? Listen, if y'all not old enough to remember, 1999 NFL was a lot different than 2025 NFL. And the St. Louis Rams, with two Hall of Famers, Torrey Holt should be in the Hall of Fame, they had a decent slot receiver, was able to throw the ball and run the ball effectively. You're allowed to do that. We are the only fan base that thinks we only can run the ball, and we can only run the ball effectively if Jalen Hurts is running the ball. We need to get out that mindset. We can do both. We honestly can do both.
Well, why couldn't they do both last year? Without belaboring the Elliott thing.
I was about to say, don't give in on this, Aaron.
No. Here's what I want to say. Obviously, Elliott, there was an enormous slant towards running the ball last year. The Eagles more than any team in the NFL, especially on first and second down. It wasn't even close.
I agree.
So they obviously made the decision, whether he did it effectively when he had to or not, they obviously made the decision, we are going to run the ball not only more than we have, but more than any team in the NFL. So the question to you would be, and everybody keeps talking about their weapons this year. Okay, but they had them last year. Why didn't they do it last year? Because I think we would all say that we would rather pass the ball effectively than not pass the ball effectively. It helps the offense. You score more points. You score quicker. You end up with – we completely forgot that they never scored in the first quarter last year. We had slow starts all year long. There were one-possession games in the second half in a lot of games. So why didn't we?
That's for me.
Aaron?
It's to Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, Aaron.
Yeah.
Because I've been saying this. I've relented a little bit on the Jalen Hurts rhetoric from my side, but he has to improve throwing the football more consistently. I don't want to pick out one or two games a year. Can he do it over a consistent 17-game season, game in and game out? Yeah, he hasn't shown that. Like, everyone points to the 2022 season. It was all right. But how many touchdown passes he had? Less than 25? No, no, it was okay. 22. Like, come on. It was okay. And then Jackie hates.
It was better than okay, man. Come on. He almost won MVP. He almost won MVP.
He was the driving force of the offense.
Yeah.
No, he was, but he wasn't a great passing offense. Like, we like, oh, yeah, no, it pops. Nah, not really. I don't think so.
Sometimes I think, before you go, Aaron, we forget, they got up big in games and started running the football. He threw them to 28-point leads sometimes, and then they just took the foot off the gas.
The Broncos got up in games, too, and they still slung the ball around. It's okay. Like, you're allowed to run up the score. Why you got to be nice to opponents? Like, you can run up the score. If we have 35-0, how about
you? Well, it's about being smart, too.
Well, you're the only person who worries about injuries day in and day out. Yeah, we can't. This is football.
I do. You're right.
It does.
I don't think Jake Elliott should kick in the preseason.
Yeah, like, you don't
know. I don't. It's absurd. He's a top 10 important player on the team, and he's out there in the preseason.
But they have to waste a roster spot on another kicker?
I think they should give the NFL should give exempt spots to an extra kicker and a punter.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Well, it was probably good for him to work through and kick a few 50-yarders in preseason.
Yeah, until he pulls a hamstring and they got some rando kicker on the street. They don't play Jalen in the fourth quarter.
He's the – never mind.
You gotta just let it go, man.
You know what? Like, maybe he will this year, maybe he won't. I don't even. I'm sort of at this point with it where if they do it and they do it successfully, great. But I will believe it when I see it. And when we can keep talking about 2022 over and over and over again. It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't last year. It wasn't the year before. It was the year before that. Mm-hmm. And, Ike, you made the point earlier that defenses adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my argument would be that they've probably adjusted to him. They've probably figured out where his weak spots are. And they probably made it a lot harder on him to do what he did in 2022 in further years. Now, maybe he has we've talked about it numerous times. Maybe the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl unlocked something in his brain that allowed him to maybe take more chances, maybe see things that he wasn't seeing before. Maybe Petullo is more, you know, we're not going to have a week 5 bye week meeting with the offensive line this year because the bye is not until week 9.
Yeah.
So maybe they let it. Who knows? Maybe if last year, maybe if we don't have the bye week in week 5, maybe Jalen figures it out by week 7 and the offense is even better than it was. Who knows? Who knows what would happen? But I'm just sort of at the point where we can say he can do it from now until whenever, but I will believe it when I see it. And that isn't to say that I don't believe it. I just don't have any visual evidence over the last few years of him doing that consistently without turning the ball over in a way that helps him win the games. So I would imagine Kevin Petrullo wants to throw the ball more. Every offensive coordinator wants to throw the ball more. And I would imagine they will try it. And by the way, if they don't succeed at it tomorrow, I know they haven't had a lot of reps with the first team. Mm-hmm. That Dallas defense should have almost no pass rush. And like I know they just paid one of their cornerbacks, but they're not particularly strong in the defensive secondary either. They should light that team up tomorrow. They should score 37 points tomorrow.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
It's week one.
Well, it's week one for the Cowboys, too.
No,
it's week one for everybody.
I think it'll be a lower scoring game tomorrow.
They scored 34 against the Packers last year, did they not?
No, they did.
What would be the reason they don't score a lot tomorrow night? They have 10 of 11 starters back. They have the best running.
It's a familiar opponent.
That they blew out twice last year.
Without Dak.
And the first game was close, for what it's worth.
Are we sure Dak Prescott's going to walk back on the field after not playing, after a bad injury, and just be the Dak he was 2 years ago? I'm not.
Well, no, I'm not sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I hope he's not.
Yeah. I think there's a chance we have seen the best of Dak.
He's had success against the Eagles.
Yep.
And
no, but I mean, why would we not score?
Like, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. The Cowboys could put a few points up with their receivers. I just feel like the Eagles should score a lot of points tomorrow night.
But here's the thing. They aren't going to score a lot of points unless Saquon is breaking all 60, 70-yard runs. If you're going to run the ball and you're going to have 10 play possessions,
takes longer.
You're not going to score as many points.
Let me ask you this. Let me start with you, Ike, then Elliott, then Giglio. What is more likely this year? The Eagles have the number one ranked offense or the Eagles have the number 10 ranked offense?
Oh, that's a good question. What's more likely this year? I would probably say it's more likely they would have. You meant overall offense. You're
overall
talking about
offense.
Or
points per game.
I would say.
Let's say points. Yeah, let's say offensive points per game.
Points per game.
They were 7 last year in offensive points.
And that was, what, that 27 a game?
Just under 27. And number one was just under 33, I think.
I kind of could see them again around 27, 28 points a game.
So more likely be the 10th ranked offense.
Yeah, if that's where it finishes, yeah.
I mean, that would be closer to 10 than it would be 1. Elliot, what's more likely?
Because number one is probably 30 points a game, 30 or more.
They would have to be.
Yeah. I don't see us scoring 30 or more points a game.
Yeah, I would.
I'm just being honest.
I would agree. I think it's more likely they're number 10.
Number 10.
Yeah.
But 28 points a game is not bad.
But can I? But
right?
So okay. All right. So let us circle back. First, I
played here 7 years. I don't know if we ever averaged 28 points a game.
Let me ask you
those
guys.
Receivers.
All right. So off of that. Ike, I will start with you, then Elliot, then Giglio. I just asked you if it is more likely they have the number one ranked offense or the number 10 ranked offense.
Uh-huh.
We have conceded. They have the best wide receiver duo. They have the best offensive line. They have the best. They have a top five tight end. Mm-hmm. Why is it more likely they have the 10th ranked offense than number one?
Well, if you're going by scoring,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they don't have as many explosive plays. Like Saquon was their most explosive player last year. They didn't have a lot of explosive plays through the air. They had some, but I would imagine Saquon probably had the most explosive plays
on the
team.
Yeah.
So, and I'm saying that to say, I'm giving defensive coordinators more credit than it seems like you guys are, that I don't believe Saquon's going to be able. If Saquon gets 14 to 1,500 yards this year, I think that's an outstanding season.
Well, sure, it's right around where his over-under.
Yeah, if he gets 14, 1,500 yards rushing this year, I'm happy with that. But dude, think about it. That's taking away 500 rushing yards.
And this isn't.
That's a lot of yards to take away.
This isn't to accuse you of questioning the quarterback. But if we have the best wide receivers, one of the best tight ends, the best offensive line, and the best running back, and you're saying, well, if the running back isn't quite as good, there's no way we can get to number one, then where is the weak link?
Well, it's not about it being a weak link. It's the way they play football. Everybody doesn't run the ball as much as the Eagles do. So if they're going to commit to the run to get Saquon the ball 25 times a game, you're just not going to have as many possessions unless Saquon – think about it.
Well,
the great year he had last year, they still only averaged 27 points a game.
But what I can tell you is the three of the teams that averaged 30 points a game last year, Detroit, Baltimore, Buffalo, mm-hmm. all ran the hell out of the ball.
They threw the ball a lot, too.
But I know, so they can do both.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I keep coming back to the quarterback. Is because if Derrick Henry can get almost 2,000 yards, mm-hmm. if Detroit can run the hell out of the ball with two backs, but run the hell out of the ball, score 30 plus points, mm-hmm. the Ravens can the Buffalo. Who the hell? I mean, who are the hell the weapons on that offense? Aside from
also
Josh
say
Allen?
This about Detroit: they gave up a lot of points, so they were in a lot of shootouts.
For sure, that's true. Elliot.
So I would say two things. One, I do think they need to get better at consistent passing. So when you talk about compared to the other teams, yes.
They got to be better. They were 29th last year. They got to be better this year.
That is one of their flaws, right?
Yeah.
For sure. I also think this year, I mean, they do – my biggest concern on offense is Kevin Petullo. Like a new offensive coordinator, they're coming off winning the Super Bowl. We've seen in the past when they go to the Super Bowl and then they hire from within, it doesn't work. I know you can say the 2017 team doesn't matter for this one, but I've seen it too many times. When they promote from within after the Super Bowl, the coordinator hire is not always the best one. So my biggest concern on offense is, will they have a counterpunch? And that's why when you say are they closer to 1 or 10, I do predict like some offensive struggles this year, because when you have a new coordinator that's unproven, I think that is an issue.
So, Spike, if I'd have said they're going to be the same as they were last year, it's still closer to 10, but it's 7. And
yes.
7 was good enough for them to win.
Yeah, but I think we're all conceding that the defense won't be as good this year, or at least we're guessing that the defense won't be as good. Mm-hmm. So if we're saying that the offense is going to be the same and the defense will be worse, then
you can score the same amount of points but score them differently.
Sure, but if they're scoring by passing, it would give them an opportunity to score more points, I think. You're scoring the ball quicker if you're scoring by pass.
All I'm saying is 28 points is 28 points.
For sure.
And if they do it by Jalen averaging 245 yards passing a game and they rush for 185 a game and it's still only good enough to be the 7th best offense in the league, I don't know how many teams have the balance that the Eagles have. There are a few, but there aren't many. You gave me Baltimore. You gave me Buffalo.
Detroit.
It's not very many teams that have the balance and the ability to beat you like the Eagles do.
I think whether it's tomorrow night or at some point soon, they're going to realize their best way of winning is to run the football,
And but, that's going to have to show itself.
But they're going to have to. I think they're also part of this, and why I think that more likely to be 10th. They're going to want to keep this defense off the field. They have some holes there. So the best way to do that is to limit possessions. And if you run the ball, you limit possessions. It becomes, instead of 12, everyone has 9. You protect those guys.
But part of what makes your offense hard to stop is up-tempo. This isn't college where we're trying to shorten the game so we can win it 10-3 because we're paying Mighty Joe Young. This is the NFL. You got to score points. And you don't play keep away in the NFL because all you're doing is keeping yourself from winning. So if you're telling me we're somehow going to play ball control offense as opposed to taking shots down the field with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, then you deserve to lose games. You deserve to lose games. And if a team doesn't believe that you'll threaten them down the field, eventually that box is going to get tighter and it's going to be harder for Saquon to run. We're right. Saquon was the number one running back in the league last year. But there were a few games where he had a hard time running the football.
Browns.
Right? There were a few games where he had a hard time running the football. So if I'm a coordinator, I'm saying, I'm not letting Saquon Barkley beat me. If everybody around the league, all these damn general managers who vote on these players, and none of them think Jalen is a top tier or top three or whatever quarterback, then you go into a game saying, I'm going to dare Jalen Hurts to beat me throwing the ball.
Sure. Agreed. And he's going to have
to. He's got to do it. Yeah.
And for what it's worth, he has one of the best records in the NFL when he throws it 35 or more times. Okay. So
talk to him.
Well, then why don't you
talk to him?
Right. Why don't they do it all the time?
Yeah. Here we are, right back at the start.
No, but I'm just saying.
Well, we got to break.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I can't see the time.
Joe Giglio.
Yeah, we don't have a clock in front of us.
Thank you for sticking around. 215-592-9494. Joining us next, talk about the Phils.
Fightins!
Who continue with a big series this week against the Brewers, is Larry Anderson. We are at Rally and Royersford.
No.
At McGurk's. Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.